Are you gonna tell me what the fuck that was about? Yeah, I know. You claimed this as your dressing room, but we need to chat about what just happened out there on stage. Don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about. You were all over me tonight. I'm used to you interacting with me a little while we're playing, but that was nothing like you've ever done before. You were staring at me through nearly every song when you should have been looking at the bloody audience. I was successfully ignoring it until you got right on top of me during my first solo. Don't play fucking coy. You were practically humping my goddamn leg. And then on the third number, when we usually do the back-to-back thing while you're riffing after the bridge, you turned around and hooked me by my fucking neck and slammed your forehead right up against mine. You can't just do shit like that. Because aside from the fact that you nearly gave me whiplash, I wasn't prepared for it. My fingers were fumbling all over the fretboard for a solid 30 seconds. What do you mean you thought I'd like it? Are you serious? I didn't know what was happening. Just like when you dropped in front of me and grabbed my hips like you were going to play my guitar with your bloody teeth. I was trying to go along with it, and then you grabbed my ass when you stood back up. What did I think? I thought, no, what were you thinking? If you want to do stunts and shit, then we need to rehearse them. I am not your fucking prop. Do you understand me? You keep pulling diva shit like that, and you are out of the band. No, I'm not joking. I don't care how good you are. I'm not going to be made to look like an amateur up there because you decided to screw with me. You know exactly what I mean. Fuck it. I'm just going to say it. This is because I went home with the bassist from last night's opening act, isn't it? I saw you watching us from the bar. You were staring fucking daggers at us. You know what I think? I think you got jealous. I'm right, aren't I? No one's gonna touch your guitar player unless it's you. Is that it? Do I need to remind you whose band this is? I hired you to sing for me, sweetheart. Now you listen to me. I don't like surprises. I don't like divas. And I especially don't like people who make promises they have no intention of keeping. Did you really think you could tease me like that and I was just going to take it? Nah, sweetheart. That's not how this works. You want to stay in my band? You and I are going to have to learn to trust each other. Take off your jeans. You heard me. Pull them all the way down. Now. Undo my belt as well. Yes, I'm already wet. I've been fucking dripping all night thanks to you. Take your cock in your hand and look at me. I said look at me. What are you, shy now all of a sudden? Look at me in the eye while you stroke your cock, just like you did all night while you were singing. You had absolutely no problem trying to catch my attention with a microphone in your hand. So how is this any different? You wanted me to know you were singing to me, didn't you? You think I didn't notice you licking and biting your lips between the lyrics? Like you were daring me to do that to you? You want my hand on your cock now, don't you? I see the way you watch me when I play. You practically drool over how fast my fingers move up and down the neck of my guitar. You've thought about this, haven't you? Imagining my hand moving over your cock just like it moves over the fretboard, hitting every note for the perfect amount of time, and then moving on to the next phrase. I can make you sing just as sweetly as my guitar does, you know. I can coax all kinds of notes out of you that you never thought possible. You want that, you little diva? Huh? You want me to make you sing for the back of the fucking room? Hold me against the wall. Remember, we have to learn to trust each other. Now I'm gonna put my hands around your neck and wrap my legs around your waist. And you are gonna hold me up while I fuck some bloody sense into you. And God help you if you drop me. Stand still. I have to angle myself onto you. Hands under my ass. That's it. Oh, fuck. How's that feel, you little diva? Huh? Is this what you wanted? To be inside me? Yeah? You like me pulling your hips back into me like this? Just like you pulled my hips on stage. I bet you were making yourself hard through the whole goddamn show, thinking about what you wanted to do to me. You probably soaked through your stage clothes, didn't you? Is that why you had to rush back here? To change before anyone noticed? Tell me something. Was it just the bassist that made you feel protective? Or have you wanted me this whole fucking time? Huh? Because I have wanted to fuck you ever since you auditioned, but I held that impulse in. I've tried to be a goddamn professional with you. And then you went and pulled that shit tonight. There was no way I could keep myself contained anymore. Yeah, you like it when I pull your hair? When I ball it into my fist? And jerk your head back like this? I think you like being owned, don't you? You little brat. You get off on being put in your place. And don't you get any ideas about trying your games with any of the other girls at the show. Do you hear me? You are mine. Your voice and your cock are mine. If I see you so much as eye one of them, there will be a problem. You see? You're not the only one who can be possessive. That's it, sweetheart. Moan for me. Moan for me. Open your mouth wide and let me hear the precious voice of yours. Do I need to open it wider for you? Do I need to put my fingers in your mouth and hold it open for you? Give me that voice. Let me hear you fucking scream for me. Scream like you do on stage. I want to hear your vocal cords shredding as I make you come. Oh, that's it, you little bloody diva. Oh, fucking come for me. Fuck. Holy shit. Put me down. There. Are you happy now? You get what you wanted? Good. Listen to me. Don't you ever pull any of that diva bullshit on my stage again. I won't be so nice next time. Ask your friend the bassist what I'm like when I'm not nice. We used to be in a band together, you know? He knows I don't put up with teasing little brats. So if you don't want me going home with him again, you're gonna do exactly what I tell you to do. Do we understand each other? Good. I'll be up at the bar. Get cleaned up and come have a shot with the rest of the band. And do not say a word about this to any of them. I will not have my band implode because of you stirring up trouble. Behave yourself. Now get changed.